Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, September the 13th, 2010. I was reading in the Bible this morning, and okay, I've read this section, I don't know how many times. But every time I read it, it just rocks me. It just blows my mind. It's just so big. And yet, there it is, in plain sight, for everyone to see. I'm talking about the last three verses of Romans chapter 8. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I've got my Bible open right here. It says, "In all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that," now listen to this, "neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature." Now that includes everything. Nothing left to add there. Okay. "None of those things. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, from my understanding of the Scriptures, these verses, of course, are written to those who are born again, those who are saved and have eternal life. In other words, those who have confessed Jesus as Lord and believe in their hearts that God has raised him from the dead. And when you just stop and think about what those verses say, that nothing can separate you from God's love, the implication is huge. I mean, this is bigger than my mind can comprehend. This means that there's nothing I can do to gain his love, because I already have it, completely and unconditionally. I didn't earn it. His love was bestowed on me freely because of what Christ did. You know, when we got born again, the Scriptures say that the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts. We have his love, all his love, and nothing I do can make him love me anymore. I mean, if I have it completely, how can I get any more? Now, that's just one side of it. How about the other side? Nothing I do can cause God to love me any less. Because those verses say that nothing can separate me from his love. Now, I know I certainly didn't deserve it to begin with. And I know that I fall short sometimes. But nothing I do now is ever going to separate me from God's love. Telling you what, that is huge. It's just so big. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I want to love him back. Not because I have to or I'm supposed to, but rather it's in response to his great love with which he freely loves me. And so once again, I have a choice, and so do you. You see, I can choose to live wondering if my actions are enough to have him love me a little bit. Or I can choose to accept that he loves me unconditionally and that nothing will ever separate me from that love. That's pretty darn big, isn't it? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new, because as a subscriber, you get notified personally every time I do post something new. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. And for those who do decide to subscribe to the blog, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.